Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Dude, she's so hot in person. It's disgusting.
Allie, go on Twitter Go on Twitter right now. Just go on. Ugh. She's doing a little concert thing. Fucking good for her.
Oh, Janelle Monáe, top five sleepers.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Oh, like, nobody talks about how hot she is until you see her in person.
She's like, holy shit. She's very famous, but she's not like A-list famous. Like, hold on one second.
Welcome to this edition of Road Tripping with RJ and Channing. I'm your host, Allie Clifton. We are fresh into the 8 o'clock hour. And yeah, there is a lot going on social media. And yeah, good for her. Good for her.
Can I tell you guys a story about my glasses? All because of Mr. Logan Fry.
Please.
So, excuse my patchwork here. So we were going to Vegas, the last time we went to Vegas. And I was like, Logan, what does 40-year-old people wear at Vegas? What do they wear? He was like, well, I was like, are we old enough to throw on like a sport coat with a little button up tucked into the khakis? He was like, you're never old enough for that, Channing. There's a lot of things that you don't need to wear that ever in your life. So I'm explaining the outfits that I have. And he goes, like 5 minutes in, hold up. He goes, are you wearing them old gas station sunglasses? And I was like, yeah. He goes, then the outfit is fucking trash, Channing. Throw it away. Throw everything away. Yo, he goes, those are inside reading glasses and should never be worn in public again. So he guilted me. So now I had to go get two new pair of glasses. And these are just so people see Tom Ford's. So like, these are reading glasses. But I was like, you know what, Logan? Fuck you, Logan. Now I have cool glasses.
Logan for MVP. I am not going to lie. I think that is a great assessment by him. Actually, I remember this moment happening in Vegas. Yeah, shout out to Logan.
Yeah, he was like, go ahead.
He was like, what?
Well, he was just like, man, take them damn glasses off and get contacts. I go, I can't wear contacts.
Oh, my God. Having said that, Logan was on one of our episodes in the past, an episode that never aired. We've talked about this because of technical difficulties. It was during the 2017 run. Indiana. Having said that, yes, playing Indiana.
Take a drink.
We are, congrats to us. This is episode 250. Why is that a big deal?
Holy shit.
Data shows that the average podcast lasts 7 episodes.
What? Well,
so
yeah, you know what it is? Everybody got a podcast now, and everyone does this. Here's the 7. One is, I think everybody wants to hear what I'm saying, which they really don't. Two, you get a guest, right? Your best guests are your first or second and third episodes. Then by that fourth week, you're like, who else is going to come on my schedule? Do I really want to do this? And then that's when the viewers go, and by 7, you're just like, yeah, let me keep trying. And 7, you're like, fuck it, this ain't worth it. Not everybody's built for the microphone. Richard has a face for microphones.
I couldn't agree more. You know what, when everyone asks, about advice for starting a podcast, my advice is always don't.
don't do it.
Don't do it. Thank you, man.
That's actually funny because my advice was work hard, be consistent, and be you.
You sound like a parent, like giving their kid little league advice. I'm so proud of you. You're already a winner just because you started. And
you're a participation trophy award, motherfucker, aren't you?
Wow.
Fuck that.
Shots fired, Allie.
We're not here for that.
Shots fired.
Allie, could you imagine? Now, listen. We had a huge jump start. Number one, we were like the first to do it during the regular season. And our team was fucking crazy. But imagine just starting a podcast on a regular Tuesday about your opinion. Like, don't.
Hang on. Can we please go back to that? Because I'm pretty sure it probably was a random Tuesday, January 17th, 2017. Kyrie Irving, you throwing Skittles into your mouth as we all just shouted into a microphone. I thought it was a great idea on a random Tuesday.
Well, it was supposed to be me. I was supposed to be the guest.
I know. Thank God.
Fucking Kyrie goes, hey.
This thing would have never launched. This thing would have never launched. Channing Frye is the first guest. Who?
The Lord took the wheel.
Congratulations again. That's really what I want to say. We also want to thank our viewers, our listeners, of course. We are
more
loving
importantly,
the
more
element.
Importantly, our sponsors. We want to thank our sponsors.
And thank you for the food and Richard's teeth. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't care about the listeners. Oh, there's going to be more of it.
Ooh.
We do actually care about you, our listeners. So we want to remind you that we are on YouTube. You can watch us as well as listen to us. So like, subscribe, do all the fun things and join us weekly. Because this has been fun. Episode 250, if that doesn't tell you how much we love it. All right, let's dive into some.
I want to dive in it.
Is anybody else struggling?
Rich actually said that on television last week.
Yes, I did.
All right, let's start with the game sixes that we have on our hand. Rich, are you allowed to weigh in on the game that you're calling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
So let's start with the first one.
I guess we'll find out.
Well, you know how like
his job?
You know like Kirk Herbstreit when they do the college picks on game day, he can't pick the game that he's calling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, but okay, let's do it.
Well,
let's
because he's supposed to be non-biased.
Rich is really good at walking that line, towing that line. Heat versus Knicks. Are we going to seven?
Yes.
Or is it done?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to seven.
Heat Knicks. I honestly, I think the Heat play better. I think the Heat win this one. Like, you go back and watch that game, like the last game that they just played, and look, the Knicks. They were good. They fought, but Miami had a chance. I think you just give Miami that extra 7-8% and you're good.
I just don't think the Knicks, I think they've kind of reached their plateau, right? It's just, I don't know. This team is good. The idea of this team is good. The idea of this team going to the Eastern Conference Finals is a lot right now, right? Like Julius Randle has been pretty suspect during this. Like, they don't really use their bench, right? It's just like RJ Barrett's been playing good, but like, are those like fluffy numbers? Like, is he the guy to take it to the next step? Like, there's a lot of holes missing in New York where like their toughness is why they've been in games. Like, to me, I just think Miami's a better team. Wait, and I like the
And shout out RJ Barrett. He can have a bad game and everyone wants to murder him and talk shit. He's still only, what is he, 22, 23 years old? He has a great game and he was a huge reason why they won that last game. And it's just like, oh, well, yeah, of course. RJ played good today. Like, Knicks fans will be ready to pounce on him for an average game. And when he has a great game, they do not celebrate him the way they should. And look, I think RJ is a good player. Like, can he become great? Can he become very good? Well, it's still to see, but he's still only 23. Like, his prime is until he's 20. He's 5 years away from his prime. And, like, he's already having this type of impact. If he continues to improve year on year, then it's fine. But it's just, to Channing's point, I think the Knicks are the second best team in this series. It's just a matter of who's going to step up in Miami.
I like the idea of RJ Barrett. I think RJ Barrett will develop somewhere else. I think he's been put into a
somewhere
box.
Else.
I think he'll be better somewhere else. I think he'll be better somewhere else. To me, I think, listen, he is extremely one-dimensional offensively. Like, it's like, I'm going left. Yeah, there's too many people that go left on their team. Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, my brain's not working.
Brunson.
Point Brunson. Like, that side of the floor is not good for him. Like, if he was on a team where he can make more mistakes, be able to shoot the jumper more, like, develop his mid-range, shoot two or three threes a game, like, ooh. I think he'd be great.
RJ Barrett?
RJ.
Okay, yeah. Now this is where I'll give you a little pushback today, a little small little pushback.
Okay, pushback.
RJ Barrett has been given, I want to say the kings of the kingdom, but last year he was their second best player. Last year, before Brunson got here, he was able to shoot all the right. balls. His rookie year, you know, he's the third pick in the draft. He was able to shoot all the balls, right? So all the balls he shot the last 3 years, I don't think he's being, limited offensively. I don't think he's missing out on opportunities. Like Brunson got here and it just, I think we see that RJ Barrett is getting closer to the, right now, where he's getting closer to the player he needs to be. He needs to be a team's third or fourth best player, right? Right now, currently. That's what he needs to be. And when he's the third best player on the team, you have a playoff team. When he's the second best player on the team, it's like, no.
I like how you guys took this like big picture, which is awesome. I love that.
We're killing time.
When you look at, we've got plenty of things to kill time with. However, when it comes to this series, obviously you had Jalen and Quentin both played 48 minutes in game five to get the 9-point win. The Heat, looking at this, the Heat are shooting 43% from the field, 31% from three. How much of that is with the way in which they're up 3-2 and how the series has gone so far, coaching to overcome those percentages?
Give Spo credit. Like, if people don't think Eric Spoelstra's a top three coach in NBA, y'all are tripping.
Yeah.
For all those dudes, and this is me included, I did not think Miami Heat had a chance of an Ice Cube in Hell's chance to go as far as they do. And now I'm going to say, well, shit, they got a just as good a chance to go to the NBA Finals as they do the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, I wouldn't have thought. They have second round picks. All those dudes have the green light to shoot great shots. And for the most part, they always get a great shot. Now, that's number one, instilling confidence in your team and having the right players be in the right space. And then number two, as Richard is chewing right in my fucking ear, number two.
I thought the bacon was going to be more chewy.
No. You like chewy bacon?
No, I like crispy bacon, but not like crunchy bacon.
Oh, well, I like crunchy bacon.
It's crunchy. We hear it.
That last piece, yeah. All gone.
But I think sometimes Tom Thibodeau sticks to his guns a little too much. Like, mix it up a little bit. Though, like, you can't continue to run these drop coverages against Miami, and they're a willing and passing team that moves, cuts. Like, every time you run a drop, they swing, swing, wide open three. Swing, swing, wide open three. Dribble handoff, wide open three. You can't keep letting them get off like that.
I got no argument.
So, Channing, you think that it's going seven back to New York? And Rich, you're...
I personally think that the role players will play better in Miami. For Miami.
Yeah.
And I think there could be a drop off. And if we're talking about 48 minutes, now listen, we know this, Channing. We know this. And this doesn't mean that, like, we them dogs, but it takes a special motherfucker to go 48 minutes, then do it again. And then do it again. And then do it again. I've done it early in my career. This shit is like, you don't do anything. Like, you literally have to put your body in a hyperbaric chamber. Like, I was 25 doing these types of things. I say that because Grimes played 48. You saw his body starting to break down towards the end of that game. That's heavy fatigue. Now he's got to sit in the, like, he's just got to go full recover. There ain't no walking around. There ain't no nothing. There ain't no going to dinners. Like, you're in full recover, full hydration mode, because that turnaround is so quick. And because of the humidity, I know this might sound weird, the humidity just in the air, your body's going to sweat more. So you're going to deplete more, and you're going to deplete quicker. So that's where I'm looking forward to seeing. It's like, Ken Grimes going to have a great game. These guys that play 48 minutes have one day, have to travel 3 hours down from New York to Miami, and then they have to go do it again. Can you play 48 minutes again? If that's what it's needed, that's going to be a tough one.
Damn, I didn't even think about that.
I missed that shit. Don't get me wrong. I missed that challenge. Like, that shit was fun, like, back in the day, but it ain't for everybody. And so that's where I'm like, we'll see. Grimes, like, Brunson, I believe so. Grimes, I'm curious to see how he reacts, and he's an important part, especially with Quickly gone. With no Quickly, you're really looking at Grimes like, bro, we need like 14 points from you for us to really, you know, feel good.
Yeah.
So.
And my thing is, let's say this is a closeout game, obviously, at home, and you would say, who's there? Okay, so Jalen Brunson versus Jimmy Butler, I'm taking Jimmy. Julius Randle versus Jimmy, I'm taking Jimmy. Coaching, I'm taking Spo. So, like, I said you can't go two players versus one.
You can't go JJ, because then it would be Randall and Brunson versus Jimmy. You're like, give me Brunson or Jimmy? I'm taking Brunson. Jimmy or Randall? I'm taking Jimmy. You can't do that.
I'm taking Jimmy.
Listen. You're taking Jimmy over to both of them combined?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah, Jimmy a bad man.
And that's, I said seven. But now that you talk about that 48 minutes thing, yeah, and then because that humidity is a beast.
It's a beast.
And then at home, it's just their rhythm, all that.
Okay, there were some silly things said. Let's be clear about, oh, will you play indoors? But guys, like, sports science. Let's go sports science, which I hate. Let's go that for a second. There's still an overall more humidity in the air than in a dry, dry place. Like, when you go to Denver, when you go to Arizona, when you go to Salt Lake, Channing, what happens to those lips?
Oh, you get them Kawhi lips.
You get them Kawhi, them ashy motherfuckers.
Dude, it's like you're bleeding, like, yeah, you taste blood.
Yeah, your shit is chapped.
Dude, in shoot around, they make us do conditioning. So that, like, sprint, you got to get your second wind. That is a real thing. Back-to-backs, Denver, Utah, you losing that game. Oh, you losing that game.
What an air. The air is so dry. You feel it in your lungs. I only say that to say, though, is that, just, again, like, the slight change in temperature or the humidity. So if your body, if you don't hydrate enough, right, like, you're going to start at, like, 75% hydration level. And because of the little bit more humidity in the air down in Florida, your body's going to sweat more. But it makes your body feel great. Don't get me wrong. In the winter, when you come down here and it's humid, your body feels great. But in the postseason, when you're having to do this and you're not just dehydrating. It's not just water. It's minerals. It's all these things that can cause more cramping, all everything. That's where it becomes like, okay, let's see if Grimes can go 48 minutes down in Miami and see how he's feeling. And I hope he can.
No excuses, mind over matter. It's the playoffs. We got to figure it out.
I can play like a champion.
All right, let's call a timeout on this episode right now to talk about our partners over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. The NBA playoffs are in full swing, and you can get some extra skin in the game with Prize Picks. All first-time users that deposit and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN will receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. That means if you deposit $100, using our sign-up code, Prize Picks will give you...
$2!
$100. You sign up with our code and deposit $50. Prize Picks will give you
$50.
How does it work? Well, you pick between 2 and 6 players, select whether they will score more or less than their Prize Picks projections. You can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch, including NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, UFC, PGA, college football, soccer, WNBA, esports, NASCAR, and many, many more. So we're going to get into Richard's picks for tonight's Game 6 of Lakers-Warriors as the series shifts back to Los Angeles. What do you got, Rich?
And let's get into my prize picks for tonight's Game 6 of Lakers-Warriors as the series shifts back to Los Angeles. For our first pick, we're going back to well. This has hit pretty consistently throughout the playoffs. We're taking Steph Curry to get less than 44 and a half combined points, rebounds, and assists. Believe it or not, Steph has only gone over this number 2 of his last 9 games. The number is still inflated here, so we'll take that advantage. And for our second pick tonight, we're taking the big man Anthony Davis to get less than 41 and a half combined points, rebounds, and assists. AD will play, but he's still a little banged up. Plus, he's gone under this number in 4 straight games. So to recap, our picks for tonight's Lakers-Warriors game are Steph Curry to get less than 44 and a half combined points, rebounds, and assists, and Anthony Davis to get less than 41 and a half combined points, rebounds, and assists. That's it. Go.
At Prize Picks, you aren't competing against any other people. It's just you versus the projections available for that day's games. Prize Picks entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. You just saw how easy it was for Rich to make his picks. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Download Prize Picks today and play daily fantasy sports with the Road Trippin' crew. Make sure to use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN when you sign up. Hey, Road Trippers. Our next partner has a product we're personally using every day. We're all taking Athletic Greens because we want more energy, better immune systems, and we all got tired of taking all the pills and vitamins. Do you want to see what all the hype is about? It's obvious. Every scoop of AG1 tastes great and helps us to feel our best in the morning. We have the peace of mind knowing that we're beginning every day with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and even probiotics. What's not to love? Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your own health. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin, take ownership over your health, and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, go to athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin, get started today. Hey, Road Trippers, if you're looking to catch your favorite teams and concerts live and in person, you need to download the Game Time app. Richard Channing and myself, we're always looking for the best prices on game tickets, and we're usually buying them on the day of the event. We don't have to stress if our game or event is starting in a few hours. Why? It's actually the best time to buy thanks to the Game Time app. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater shows near you. With killer deals on last minute tickets and their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for all the fun that you're about to have. We love the added perks of the Game Time app as well, including flash deals, last minute tickets, the seating map feature with panoramic views from your desired ticket location, and their lowest price guaranteed. That's right. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit your account 110% of the difference. Once you find the seats you want, you're just 2 taps away from getting tickets sent directly to your phone. It truly is that easy. So snag your next set of tickets without the stress on Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code ROADTRIPPIN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code ROADTRIPPIN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So if you're making picks on Lakers-Warriors, that game 6 in LA, a couple of updates here as we dive into this one. Andrew Wiggins is questionable for tonight with a fractured rib cartilage. Fractured rib cartilage.
Wait, who?
Andrew Wiggins. And then Anthony Davis is probable. He's actually not even on the injury report with any head injury, as there was no concussion. So Steph Curry, just 6 of 25 from 3 over his last 2. Is he due, or do you give Lakers credits? Credit, obviously. The Warriors, not happy about the free throw disparity. However, in game 5...
They don't go to the hoop! They don't go to the hoop!
What are you guys thinking? Lakers close it out, or are we going back to San Francisco for game 7? Same
thing. Oh, we're going back to San Francisco.
I'm going to need you to...
We said it.
...log off and log what, back. Me?
Who, me?
I'm kidding.
Oh, what happened? Oh, no, no. We said it was going to go 7. I'm really like, oh, shit. Am I
frozen? Actually did not say that. I actually said Lakers in 6.
To me, I just think it's hard for the Lakers to get momentum. And then if Anthony Davis isn't playing, if he's not the star this series, it's hard for the Lakers to win. And last game, Braun was boo-boo. AD got bonked up in his dome.
He was super boo-boo.
It was just like, yeah, he played super boo-boo. You're like, dog, finish the game out. So now they're going back. The Golden State Warriors are going to play. They're going to be good. Draymond's going to be uber aggressive again. And it's going to go game 7.
Yeah, we've talked so much over this series where I'm just like, dude, the two teams that I struggle, not necessarily to trust, but I struggle to trust Philly, right? I struggle to trust Philly. I struggle to trust the Lakers. Not from like a lack of talent, but it's just like, you're going against the Warriors, Steph Curry, all of these guys, the burst ability, you know, Anthony Davis has just been consistently inconsistent. It's just very difficult. Are you okay, Allie?
That was a wild.
Yeah, Allie farted. She put herself on mute and she farted. That was a very
interesting sound.
So that part is just tough. So like, Anthony Davis, especially coming off of this, you know, little incident and stuff, it's just like, are we going to see a 40-20 game? Are we going to see a 36-18 game?
Hell no.
That's what the Lakers need. That's why everyone has consistently said, if they're going to win, they got to do it in 6 because 7 is going to be, that's just not like, we didn't really want to go do game 7. We were just like, hey, anything can happen. We recognize that team was probably the best team. We were probably the worst matchup for them. But, you know, like back in 2016, like game 7 in Golden State is not going to be fun.
Nope.
And we also had the best player in the world. It was like that helps. I like with all due respect to Bron and how impressive
with all
he is,
due respect,
he's not the
Golden
best
State
player.
Warriors are the best player.
Oh, in the
right
series.
The Warriors are the best player.
The Warriors have the best player.
Steph is the best player.
In the series. Yeah, yeah.
Steph is the best player. Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Why give him more chances to go crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that.
Look, that's it. Braun dealing with his foot. No, I'm saying Braun dealing with his foot. AD being inconsistent. Like, if Braun was 100% healthy, like, he's not even. Like those numbers that we saw,
man is 40. At some point, we got to just stop saying he's fucking 40.
Bruh.
Where's the like everyone else? Give him a break. Somebody else win this game.
They're not built that way.
I actually think that they've had great contributions all around here in the postseason.
Totally. Agreed.
Totally.
LeBron has yet to score 30 in a game. They had five or six different leading scores in the first round. I mean, they've done it by a collective because I think they've needed to. Obviously, I don't think it's.
But this is the thing, Allie. You can do it by collective. You can do it by collective, but most of the time, you have one motherfucker, and then the collective is what helps. Jimmy Butler is that dude, and then they have a collective of by whether it's Strus, whether it's Lowry one day, whether it's Duncan Robinson one day, they have a collective. But you can always point to that one dude. Anthony Davis, in order for the Lakers to really be, you have to point to him. LeBron is in a position where he can't be that one dude he was for 17 years. Right now, it's like Anthony Davis in your prime, be the one
dude.
So
he can't be that one dude. He can't be that one dude for one game each series, like he was game 4 for the first round. He
Anthony
has
Davis?
Be that dude for
no, Bron.
Oh, Bron.
One game.
I don't know if Bron. What we're saying is, if Bron goes and is, you know, I'm out here scoring Bron, they're gonna lose. It's just the way the Warriors are built. So Anthony Davis is the matchup. If you get Anthony Davis going, everyone else is 100 times better. If Bron gets going, Everyone else goes like this. It's just the Warriors' makeup, right? That is their Achilles heel. You can punch them as much as you want in the head, but it's their heel that is how you're going to beat them.
Well,
when Anthony Davis plays well, when they go at Steph Curry, or when they rebound the basketball and attack the rim, that's how you win games. You don't win games by Braun. Braun would have to post up every single time. But they have four dudes that are Klay Thompson, Wiggins, Draymond Green, all these dudes, JerMichael Green, all these dudes that can combat Braun versus who's going to guard Anthony Davis? Zero.
Yeah, but that's the 38. Go ahead, Allie.
I was just thinking from a standpoint when you guys say like you can't rely on Braun anymore to be that dude for a game. I was thinking more so
this series.
He can't go out. He's not going to go out and score. You don't need him to score this high clip, but like that 20-20, which he may never get a 20-20 game again, right? But the impact he played within
I still think
Ron can give that.
Talking about scoring. Like he's that dude. He's still the most he's still the most important piece because he makes the engine run. Like him not shooting the ball the first quarter, and even though it was annoying. Right, him not shooting the ball at all for the first little bit forced everyone else to be like, oh, well, Braun's not doing it, I got to go. And we've seen it, the ball in Austin Reeves' hands. So if he's evaluating from a standpoint of like, if Austin Reeves can run 8 pick and rolls, he's very good. If we limited him to 4 pick and rolls, he's just okay. Right, he's a guy that with a few more reps, he gets far more confident and plays a more fluid game. So Braun has to be like, okay, then I have to give him those 4 pick and rolls that would be mine. I have to give them to Austin Reeves, right? Those 12 post-ups that I get, right, and do my game, like AD, instead of 10 post-ups, probably needs 15 post-ups. So instead of me doing 12, I'm going to go to 7 or 8 because AD needs 15. Austin needs 8 pick and rolls. So I have to take from my allotted amount, right? So I'm still going to give you 23 and still give you 8. But if I try and push this to 40, those other guys drop down a bunch and our team ultimately isn't the collective moving forward unit. So that's why Braun could be off the pick and roll in the Memphis series because Austin had a great rhythm and was going. He was distributing, making all the right plays. If Braun tries to take that ball and you just turn Austin Reeves to a pull-up shooter or a catch and shoot, it's just a little bit harder. So that's why I say Braun might not be able to be that dude. Bless you. He might not be able to be because if he tries to ascend to that level, everybody else doesn't really compliment him or they don't like kind of boost like when he plays that way. If that makes sense.
That type of basketball does not work in today's game. Like, and this is like and now people are going to kill me, but it's true. The one-on-one Michael Jordan, I'm taking over, does not work against the Warriors. They have too much, like you just going and shooting 50 shots and you getting 50 points versus them is not going to win. It's just they have too much firepower on the other end. It's like you're 150, right? Tough 50 versus Steph, Clay, Poole, Wiggins, Draymond, all those dudes isn't going to work. How you work is getting layups and having multiple people scoring 15 to 25 points. You have to beat them as a team. You cannot beat them as an individual unless you have two crazy individuals, and I'll only say because of us, Kyrie and Braun went crazy. They have 41 triple doubles, and they had 82 of our 100 points. So, like, that was fucking astronomical and wild.
And that was without Draymond. Without Draymond. That was the game 5 without Draymond. Yeah. Without, you know, arguably the best or the most versatile center, right, in the defensive center in the world, maybe of all time. So those guys have that combined game. But remember when Braun was, everyone was like, oh, well, Braun wouldn't have had 40 if Draymond would have played. And then obviously Braun went and had 40 with Draymond playing in game 6. But that's just the point to Channing's thing is like, unless you're going to have Kevin Durant and Booker, yes, you can have this two big explosion, but that shit ain't sustainable. Like, and if it is, then you'll be be the first ones in history and we'll applaud you. And that's awesome. That's awesome. We'll be like, we're going to say it can't be done until someone proves us that it can be done because we've never seen it.
We're going to dive into that tandem on tomorrow's episode. But for now, game 6 is tonight for Lakers Warriors. I think that the the series will be over. These two think that I'm going to have to pack a bag and get on an airplane and go back to San Francisco. Hopefully they're
right. You are.
That is another edition of Road Trippin'.